Bible call tape number 710, The Temptation, found in Matthew chapter 4.
After Jesus was baptized, he was in the wilderness. A wilderness is where very few people live. Satan came and tried to get Jesus to do wrong. Jesus was in the wilderness all alone. There was not anything in the wilderness to eat. Jesus stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat anything while in the wilderness. He was very hungry. Satan knew Jesus was hungry. Satan said to Jesus, "If thou art the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." When Jesus was baptized, God said, "This is my beloved Son." Satan wanted to see Jesus prove he was God's Son. God had not told Jesus to do this, so it would have been wrong for Jesus to do it. Jesus told Satan man could not live by bread alone, but must live by the Word of God, the Bible. Satan tried Jesus again. He took him to the city and set him on the top of the temple. A temple was a place of worship. Satan said, "If thou art the Son of God, cast thyself down." Satan told Jesus to see if the angels would catch him. Jesus did not obey Satan. God took care of his Son. Jesus told Satan he was not supposed to tempt the Lord. Satan did not stop. He tried to tempt Jesus once more. This time he took Jesus up to a very high mountain. He showed Jesus all the world and the beautiful things in the world. Satan said, "I'll give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus had a very good answer. He said, "Get thee hence, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." We should never let Satan get us to do wrong. Each time Satan tried to get Jesus to do wrong, Jesus said, "It is written." This meant it was written in God's Word. Then Jesus told Satan what the Word of God said. If we do only what God tells us to do, we will never do wrong. Satan could not get Jesus to do anything wrong, so he left. When Satan left Jesus, angels came down and gave him food.